We'll start again from the two dots, Daf Samach Zayin, Amid Aleph. Seven lines from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Nochi sheyesh lepesach alba al alba pasuach lebiko. The Nochi that's part of a Mavui could only allow the Yidden to carry into the Mavui if he's can only be Seichem Mekoymai. That means they have to be oiger from him and rent from him the space. So he's removed, so he doesn't hinder them making an Erev Chatzeres, a sheet of Mavois. But if a guy has his own entrance, he has a Pesach arbo tfachim arbo tfachim that's open not to the Mavui, but to a bikka, to an open field. So even if he also utilizes the Mavui entrance, afilu machnes emoyti gmalim mekonis kol hayom kulo derech Mavui, ein oisal bnei Mavui, he doesn't hinder. His main entrance is a private entrance. And the reason is, zok de gemara my timer, pepischa de miyachet le bahu nichalei. The opening that he's miyachet for himself, that he rather use is nichalei. Zok Rashi, mishum de ika avira tvei mi mavui. There's more airspace. It's more airier. So he'd rather be himself than be with other people. So yes, he uses it for big loads, gmalim and konois. But lemaisa, he's mesalik himself. Ain he's mesalik himself. That's what Ritva says. He's mesalik himself from the mea mavui. What if, let's say, the opening that he has, a private opening, arba al arba, is open to a karfif? Karfif is not as open, as much avir like a bika, like an open field. A karfif is more, is less room.
More than a mavui.
It's muka mechitzis. Karfif is muka mechitzis, but it's not as roomy, but it's more than a mavui. Is that sufficient? Omer Rav Nachman bar Ami Mishmei de Ufana. Zok Rashi, Ufana means Sheshom Mirabei Verabei Mirabei, meaning a Kabbalah. Samach Zayin Omid Beis Afilu Pasuach LeKarfif. Even if it's open to a Karfif, like Rashi says on the top, Nichel Abei Tvei. It's still more pleasant than a Mavui opening with sharing with other people. Dei Kaviga Tvei Mi Mavui. Ve'Eino Oisab Nei Mavui. Like the Ritva says, he's Mesalik himself from the Nei Mavui. Zok the Gemara, Rabbe Rav Yosef de Amita Vayu. Nochi beis asayim oisa. If this karfif is a beis asayim, that means only 5,000 square amas, 50 by 100, then he's oiser. Then he rather be mishtamish in the opening of the mavui. He doesn't want to be secluded and be removed from the other people. He's not mesalik himself to the karfif because it's only 50 by 100. It's only beis asayim. So then he asers. However, yoiser be beis asayim. If it's more than beis asayim, then Eina Oyser. Then Taki says, this Karfif I'll utilize, and I'm removing myself from the Bnei Mavui. However, by Yisrael, it's Punkt Fakert. Based on Simon, let's say you have a Yid. Now, a Yid, of course, can be part of the Erev, but he forgot to be part of the Erev. So what does he do now on Shabbos? If he has his own opening that's open to a Karfif based on Simon, then he doesn't Aser. Why? Because then he removes himself. He's Takan Nochis. He's Nichale to Mesalik himself, to Mevata Rishusoy. Doesn't stop money mivatav shows. Mivatav shows means that I can't take anything from my home. I'm nichalei to use that entrance only to the karfif, even though it's only beis asayim, only 5,000 square feet, square amas. I mean, it's only 50 by 100, but that's nichalei. See, so beis asayim and oisa, but yoisim be beis asayim. If it's more than that, it's oisa because by yids. Now the reason why Rashi explains why beis asayim doesn't ask him by goy does because a yid doesn't have truckloads coming in through his entrance on Shabbos. Doesn't have Masois Yisegin on Shabbos. So Mela, Beis Asayim is enough that will do it for me. I'm enough. I'm ready to remove myself from the entrance of the Mavi, not use that, but rather use the Karf of Beis Asayim. Mashenkin Yoisim and Beis Asayim, over there it's Oisa. And the reason being, because a Karf of that not Hukaf Ladira, Yoisim and Beis Asayim turns into a Carmelis. And the Carmelis you can't carry into. You can't be mishtamish in the Carmelis and carry there. So yoisim beis asayim, it's even though it's muka mechitzis, but it's not hukav ledira, meaning it's not meant for living quarters. So it turns into a Carmelis. So then fakert. So over there he can't use it, even if he wants to. So melech oiser, he remains with the entrance of the bnei mavui, and he asks on them because he's not part of the erev. Yes, there's ways out. He can be mevatel reshusoy. But the etzem, the category of beis asayim oiser ve'ein oiser by yirat punkt fakert beis asayim. He uses, because he doesn't have big masois, and the goy does not ready to use that. The goy is nicha, but the yid can't because it's karfif Yosef Beis Asayim Shlukav Ledira turns into a Carmelis.
It all depends on where his primary exit entrance is.
Correct.
Even though he can go the other way.
Even though he could go the other way.
We don't care. We all judge in what is
right.
What's
but he,
primary.
But he,
primary
yeah. But it has to be a Lomdash Siluk also. Like the Tavos says, like the Gemara says, the Goy Mais Lemaisa, his Karnas and his things go through there. But he's Mesalik himself. He's a guest that goes through there. But he has to be Mesalik himself from there. If I'm still part of that officially, then it's not going to help. Then I'm part of it. Then I ask it.
Even though he has a secondary exit,
correct. That becomes his Nichale. Right. Right. So if it's Nichale, or if he can't, because of halachic purposes, then obviously he can't remove himself. Right? So then he can't remove himself. Then he's part of the Mavli. But if he's Nichale for the other one, then he's Taka, becomes his primary exit and entrance, and he's Mesalik himself from the Mavli entrance. Now the Gemara says, this we got up to yesterday, Zakti Gemara, Oma Ula Oma Rabbi Yochanan, Karf of Yosef Mibes Asayim, Shalahuk of Ladira, Vafilukur, Vafilukurayim, Hazog Toycho Chayiv. Actually, I skipped the Gemara, I'm sorry. This is what I got up to. Four lines from the top. Boy mine rove bachakloi meravuna. Following question. Pasuach le karfif. It's going back on a goy. A goy that's open to a karfif. Mau, what's the din? Now we just finished saying what the din is. Beis Asayim asks Yosef, Beis Asayim doesn't. But he's repeating that question. Omalei, Hari Omru, we said, Beis Asayim oisa, Yosef mi Beis Asayim ain't oisa. Repetition of what we just said. Zok de Gemara, Oma Ula, Oma Rabbi Yechanon. Karfif Yosef mi Beis Asayim, if you have a karfif, that's Yosef mi Beis Asayim, shel hukaf ledira. It's not hukaf ledira. Now, we're going by regular yid now. A karfif Yosef mi Beis Asayim, that's not hukaf ledira, midaraisa, a karfif is a Rishus HaYochid. Why? It's surrounded by mechitzas. Any area is Rishus HaYochid, surrounded by mechitzas. It's irrelevant if people live there. It's irrelevant how large it is. It could be 100 miles long. It's hukaf, it's muka mechitzas. So if you have a karfif Yosef mi Beis Asayim, which is not hukaf ledira, va'afilu kurayim, even if it's as large as a kur and a kurayim, hazeg letoicho is chayiv, may the rice you're going to be chayiv if you throw from a public domain, from Rishus Rabim, into that karfif, it doesn't make a difference how large it is. It's considered from Rishus Rabim to Rishus Yochid. So you chayiv. My time and reason being, mechitzi, at the end of the day, it's Rishus Yochid, ela shemuchuseres diyurin. Just it happens to be, people don't live there, it's not a hook of ledira, so it's muchuseres diyurin. So may the rabbonon, we taka said, you want to carry in that Rishus, it's usher. Because it turns into a karmelis. Rabbona can say it's usher, because if you're going to carry here, you'll end up carrying in a Rishus Rabim. But it doesn't mean, lakula, that if you throw something from Rishus Rabim into it, that you're going to be potter. Of course you're going to be chayiv. What'd you say? Yes, a kur is a lot more. So I feel a kur for the kuraim, zorg letercha is chayiv. Because at the end of the day, it's Rishus HaYochid. But it's Mechuser as the Yurin. So mit Rabbonon, they said that it's usher to mektatl in it. But mit the Raisa, zorg letercha is chayiv, it's a regular Rishus HaYochid. Frek the Gemara Kash on that. That means as large as it is, it remains a Rishus HaYochid. If you throw in it, you chayiv. Midaraisa yichayiv if you throw from Rishus Rabim to Rishus HaYochid. I don't care that Rabbanan said you can't carry here because it looks like Rishus Rabim. But at the end of the day, lechumer, you're going to be chayiv if you throw in it from Rishus Rabim to it. If you throw into an area that's surrounded by mechitzas, even if it's kur kurayim and it's not huk of ladira, it's Rishus HaYochid, midaraisa yichayiv. But to carry in there, of course, Rabbanan said you can't. So now the Gemara is a kasha. We're assuming that no matter how large it is, it remains a Rishus HaYochid to throw in it. Yechayev. Mosiv Ravuna Bachinno, Sela Shebayam. If you have a rock in an ocean, now this rock is really, practical purposes, a little island. So this Sela Shebayam, Gevoya Asor Avroicha Varbo, it has a criteria of Rishus HaYochid. It's 10 tefachim tall and 4 wide. Ein metaltelin loy min toicho liyam, veloy min yam letoicho. So the ratio of this brisa says, you're not allowed to carry from it. It is a Rishus HaYochid, to the Yam. A Yam is a Carmelis, and not from the Yam to it. Rabbonin said, you're not allowed to carry from a Carmelis to Rishus HaYochid. The Braisa continues, Pochos Mikan Mitaltlin. If let's say this Sela is not 10 Tvachim tall, it's less than 10, it's Pochos Mikan, so it's not a Rishus HaYochid, but less than 10 is called a Carmelis. So then, Mitaltlin, you're allowed to carry from a Carmelis to a Carmelis. I'm not talking about carrying more than Dalai Lama's in a Carmelis. I'm talking about carrying from the rock into an Amma into the ocean. That you could fish or take something from the water into the yam, into the rock, because the rock is a kamelis and the yam is a kamelis. It's the same as shos. That's if it's pachas mikan.
Two different kamelis, or just a
bracket
bottle to the yam,
it's
all one kamelis.
Kamelis and the kamelis is no difference.
It's
yeah, kamelis rabbanis. Rabbanis said you can't carry any kamelis dal ramas, but there's no difference if you carry from one kamelis to another kamelis.
From my kamelis into your kamelis is rabbanis. But it, or the rock just bottle that you have a rock, a little rock.
So Rabbanon never asked it from one kamelis to another kamelis. Rabbanon asked it to carry four amas in a kamelis. What does it say? You can't carry from a kamelis to a kamelis. I don't know if it says anywhere. Meanwhile, it says over here you could. You want to say maybe it's bottled to the yam? Could be, but I call upon him. I don't know if this goes with ownerships or not. Maybe that's a new, that you're saying that's a Rabbanon de Gzeira from one person to another person. You need a shituv. I don't know. But what I do know is that if it turns into a kamelis, you're allowed to carry from a kamelis to a kamelis. Is it bottled to the yam? Is it two kamelis in the maisa? It's the same. It's within four amas, so it's mutter. But the main thing is, this rack turns into a kamelis. Pachas mikan betaltlin. Zog di gemore, zog di reise weiter, ad kama, ad beis osayim. Now there's a criteria. It's only up until beis osayim. Then there's a certain din. We didn't say which din. But then the din remains, but then it changes if it's more than that. So, hey, what's this going on up until Beis Asayim? We'll see in a second. The Gemara is going to explain what it's going on. Ilei ma sefer, if it's going on the sefer was, if it's less than 10, and the rock turns into a kamelis, so then it's only a kamelis till Beis Asayim. Zog the Gemara, why would that halacha be so? That doesn't make sense. A kamelis is a kamelis. What do I care how big the kamelis is? Why can it only be Beis Asayim? Ilei ma sefer, Beis Asayim, only Beis Asayim is a kamelis. Tvei loy. We see clearly, it's not bottle in the Gemara. We see the Gemara calls it, Bikamelis, the Kamelis, Kometaltel. What do I care if Kamelis A is more than Beis Asayim? Who cares? The Yam is also, by the way, the Yam is also more than Beis Asayim. The Yam is hundreds of miles. So we never care about how large a Kamelis is. So that can't be going on the Sefer at Beis Asayim. Elo Lav, it must be going on the Reisha. Now what's the Reisha? The Reisha said that if the rock is 4x10, it's a Rishus HaYochid, you can't carry from it to the Yam and not from the Yam to it. Because you can't carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Kamelis. And then it says in the Sefer, Ad Beis Osayim. That means, and we're attaching as follows, Bochi Komar, Selo Shebiyam, if you have a rock in the ocean, Gevoya Selo V'goy Chavdalet, it's 10 tall and 4 wide, Ein Metaltlin, Loi Mitoich Leyam, Loi Miyam Yatoichoi, you're not allowed to carry from it to the yam, because it's Rishus HaYochid. Va'at kamo, and up to how big could it be that it remains a Rishus HaYochid? Ad Beis Asayim, until Beis Asayim. If it's bigger than a Beis Asayim, so guess what happens? The Mashmoyis of the Brice is that it's not anymore Rishus HaYochid. Ho yes, I mean Beis Asayim, if it's more than Beis Asayim, it reverts into a Kamelis. Metaltelin, they allowed to carry from it to the yam, and from the yam to it. Alma Kamelisi, we see Behedya, Nalak Rabbi Yochanan at the top of the Omid, Tufta Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan just finished saying before, Karf of Yoisim Beis Asayim Shluk of Ladira. As long as large as it is, if it's not Huk of Ladira. Afilukurayim, if you're Zerg Latoch Yechayev, why? Because it remains a Rishus HaYochid. Yes, Midrabona, you can't carry in it. But it remains a Rishus HaYochid, if you're Zerg in it, Yechayev. Well, here we're saying, the Brice that says, Ad Beis Asayim, but Yoisim Beis Asayim, it's a kula, and you're allowed to carry from it to the yam. If this rock is more than Beis Asayim, then it's not anymore Rishus HaYochid. By Gavoya Yud and Goichab Dalad, it's Rishus HaYochid. But if it's Yoisim Beis Asayim, then you're allowed to carry from it to the yam. So we see that it turns into a kamelis, Yoisim Beis Asayim, and Oy Bazoy the din of Zorig Latoycha, Filukur, Filukurayim, would not be Chayev, because we're just saying that it turns Ois Rishus HaYochid. That's the kashi he's asking on Rabbi Yochanan. On that, the Gemara says, Omar Rova. On that, the Gemara says, we're reading the Braisa incorrectly. It doesn't mean that if it's Yosef Beis Asayim, then suddenly this Kamelis this Rishus HaYochid turns into a Kamelis, and suddenly the Mekula you're allowed to carry into the Yam. That would be a direct tufta on Rabbi Yochanan that says that no matter how big a Rishus HaYochid is, you're always going to be chai when you're Zorg L'Toycha. Zog the Gemara, Omar Rova. Someone who cannot answer a braisa, you have a shverer braisa and you don't know how to answer this braisa, so you ask a kashan Rabbi Yochanan. You don't know how to read the braisa. Very sharp loshen. It's going on the reisha. The reisha was that if the selah shebiyam is gavoy asol and roichav dalad, you now be metal to loy mitoich liyam loy miyam letoicha. V'ochi komet, this is what we're saying. Hope we're being medayik. You're not allowed to carry from the yam to it, and from it to the yam, because you carry from a kamra sushus yochid. We're medayik. You're not allowed to carry from it to the yam, but you could carry on the rack. Hobe toichoy metaltalin. You're allowed to carry in the rack, but carrying in the rack is not a clear blanket statement. It's a rishus yochid, yes, but you can't always carry in rishus yochid. Rabbanon said when it gets too big, then you can't carry there, lest you carry in real rishus rabbim. Va'at kamo. And how big could the rishus yochid be that you can carry in it? Ad beis asayim. Because mid rabbanon it turns like a karmelis if it's yoisim beis asayim. But it doesn't mean that it's ad rishus yochid midiraisa. Rabbi Yochanan's in is correct. Zog l'toich is always chayiv. That's one way of answering. Rav Ashi Omer, another teretz. Lo oilom ha-reisha. Lo oilom is going on the reisha. Like we just said, it's going on the Rishus HaYochid. It seems like a contradiction to Rabbi Yochanan. Hein omru vehein omru. They're both the Rabbon and the Kedinim. Meaning, hein omru kafir yoisim beis asayim shluk v'ledira eim etaltim ba'ela b'dal ramas. The Rabbonin said that a kafir that's yoisim beis asayim, that's not hukav l'dira. You can't carry in there only dal ramas, even though mid reisha is Rishus HaYochid. Rabbonin said you can't carry because you might come to carry Rishus Rabbim. And they also said, "Ein metaltlin mishus yochid lekarmelis." And they also said, "You're not metaltel from mishus yochid to karmelis." That's Rabbanu Dekadin, because with the rice, it's all mishus yochid. And so, what are we saying now? And the Gemara explains that the brisa base asayim the shogi little tula bikulei a base asayim. When it's a base asayim, you're allowed to carry in this on this rack. You're allowed to carry bikulei. So ask Rabbanon little tulei loy mina yam letoich loy mitoich liyam. When it's a base assignment, we're allowed to carry in it, so it's Rishus HaYochid. It's always Rishus HaYochid. But the Rabbonin said you're allowed to carry in it. So here we said, you're not allowed to carry from it to the Yam, from Yam to it, because you're carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis. My timer, Rishus HaYochid Gemuri. It's a real Rishus HaYochid. No question, it's a real Rishus HaYochid. Rabbonin didn't say it's not a Rishus HaYochid. It's a real Rishus HaYochid, even the Rabbonin. However, yes, in a base of Sayim, if this rack is more than a base of Sayim, the osulat to libe kule, where Rabbonin said, mid Rabbonin, it turns to a Karmelis, and you can't carry on the rack anymore. So comes a major chiddush now. Shoru Rabbonin l'tatule mitoich liyam, umeniyam l'toichoy. When it turns too big, when this rack turns so big, when it's a big rack, more than base of Sayim. So Rabbonin said, you're allowed to carry from it to the yam. Listen to what Rabbonin said. Rabbonin have the koyach. The same Rabbonin that say, you're not allowed to carry from a Yishus Yochid to a Kamlis. And the same Rabbonin said that you're allowed to carry on a rack. That's Yishus Yochid, obviously. But they said you cannot carry from the, you could carry now. And the same Rabbonin said you can't carry on the Yishus Yochid. That's too large. They said you could carry from the rack into the yam. Even though mid raisa it's Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis. You know why they said you're allowed to do that? Shor Rabbon letulim mitoich liyam and yam letoicha. Why did they say this? My timer. Why did they say that you're allowed to carry from the rack into the yam? After all, it's Rishus Yochid to a Karmelis. Because if you're going to say that you're not allowed to carry from the rack into the yam, then people will carry on the rack thinking it's Rishus Yochid, which it is mid raisa, and they'll carry in Rishus Yochid even if it's Yosim Beis Asayim, and then they'll end up carrying in Rishus Rabim. We don't want you to carry on this rack, even though mid raisa is Rishus Yochid. How do we prevent you from carrying on a rack that's Yosim Beis Asayim? By saying you're allowed to carry from it to the yam. So people will associate the rack as a Karmelis. We want to force you in your mind to look at the rack as a Karmelis. How? By saying you're allowed to carry from it to the yam. My timer, Dilma Amrinon Rishus HaYochid Gemuri. If we don't allow you to carry from the rack into the yam, when it's large, they'll say, Osi l'tatula bikulei. We'll say it's a regular Rishus HaYochid, and you'll carry in it. And we don't want you to carry in it. Because it's mid Rabbonin, we said you can carry in a Rishus HaYochid that's Yosem Beis Haim Shalukav L'dira. Because your mom come to carry in the real Rishus Rabim. So in order to prevent you from carrying in it, we said you could carry from it to the yam. We gave you a major kula. Hey, mamru, hey, mamru. Frag the Gemara, umayshno, what's taka the reasoning? After all, there's two issed rabbonons. There's an issed rabbonon to take something from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis, and there's an issed rabbonon to carry in a very large Rishus HaYochid. So why did they suddenly say that you're allowed to be mevatel the issed rabbonon of carrying from a Rishus HaYochid to a Karmelis? Because we don't want you to carry in this large Rishus HaYochid. Why would they matter this issed rabbonon? L'chayr both are awesome with rabbonon. And that the Gemara answers, toichoy shchiach, mitoichol yam, umin yam letoichoy, lo shchiach. we made a special gzera that over here, since something is very shchiach, it's shchiach for a person to carry on dry land. It's not shchiach for him to go into a from a rack, from a little island into the ocean. So since it's shchiach to do that, to carry on the rack, so we want to make sure that you don't carry in the rack, so we treat the rack like a carmelis. Like this, you won't carry in it because it's larger than the base of Sayim. Mashengim itoch leyam, we said you're allowed to because it's anyways not going to happen. It's not a shchiach thing. Something that's shchiach, so we're able to tell you, you're allowed to carry it from the rack into the ocean and they both treat it like a carmelis. I, lemais, it's also, Teretz says, umavatel this isa heim omru, because it's not shchiach anyways for you to do. So over here we said, we allow you to carry into the ocean. Why? Because we want to instill into you that the rack is not a place that you can carry on itself. It's like it's not a regular Rishus Yochid, even though Midrash it is. So we did something that is Shchiach. It's Shchiach to carry on the rack. It's an island. We don't want you to carry on this rack. That's Yoisim Beis Asayim. So how do we instill that this rack you're not allowed to carry in? By saying you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. From Rishus Yochid to a Kamelis. Usually, Hey, Muhammad Rabbanan says, you can't carry from Rishus Yochid to Kamelis. We allowed you to carry from Rishus Yochid to Kamelis. Why? Because we want you to look at this Rishus, at this rack as something that is not a Rishus Yochid. Because even though Midrash is Rishus Yochid, we don't want you to treat it like a regular Rishus Yochid. We don't want you to carry in it. So in order to make sure you don't carry in it, so we said that you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. Now, even though we're being mevatel the regular Din Rabbanan, they're not allowed to carry from Rishus Yochid to a Kamelis. Because we want to instill in you that this rack is not a regular Rishus HaYochid. So we went so far and we said, you're allowed to carry from the rack into the Yam. What's the pshat? Why do we allow this? What's the pshat? Because that's not Shchiach. Since it's not Shchiach, we'd rather be mevatel that din and say you're allowed to carry from Rishus HaYochid to a Kamelis. Mash'enken, it's Shchiach to carry on an island, on a rack. So that we're mevatel and we want to instill in you that it's like a Kamelis because it's something that's Shchiach. So Shchiach, they said, treat it like a Kamelis. And even if you treat it like Kamelis, that means you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. We don't care about that. But that's not something that is Shchiach. So we, in order to instill, that we said, Yoisim Ibn Saim, you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. Why? In order that you won't carry on the rock. We're very concerned about you carrying on the rock because it's loyikul v'dili Yoisim Ibn Saim. How do we make sure that you don't carry on the rock? By saying, you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. So you look at it like a Kamelis.
The Yam, what you say, I can carry on the rack now?
What did you say?
If I carry from it to the Yam.
So then you're not going to carry in the rack? No, because from it to the Yam means that it's a Carmelis. Yeah. You're not like carrying the Carmelis Dalaramis. You're only like carrying from it to the Yam, which is less than Dalaramis. Carmelis to Carmelis, less than Dalaramis. So in order to make sure you don't carry on this Yam, because on this rack, I mean, Midrash, it's Rishus HaYochid. But in order to make sure you don't carry on this rack, we said, you're allowed to carry from it to the Yam. The mevatel the din of Rishus Yochid Kamelis. Hey, Mamru. Why? Because you want to make sure that you don't carry on the rack. How do we make sure? By stelling it avek, it's like a Kamelis, a lot of carry from it to the Kamelis. Why would the mevatel this over that? Because this is Shriach and that's not Shriach. It's not Shriach to carry from it to the Yam. So he said, you're allowed to. It is Shriach to carry on a rack. It's an island. So we say, you're not allowed to. How do we stell avek, you're not allowed to? Just saying you're not allowed to, people won't follow you. It's Rishus Yochid. By saying that you're allowed to carry from it to a Yam. So like this, you won't carry on the rack. It's Shchiach, and this is not Shchiach. It's Shchiach to carry on the rack, and we don't want you to because it's Yoisim and Beis Asayim. Like I said, the Rajma and the Ritva, which bring B'Shem the Rivid, and they say that this din is Dafka by a Sela Shabayam. You're allowed to carry it from the Sela to the Yam. Because since it's so not Shchiach, because it's dangerous, there's a pacha to go from the Yam to carry from an island into the ocean. So Mela, it's so not Motsui, so Mela, they were not Goyza to carry from a Rishus Yochid to a Kamelis. Mashenke, but other places that are Yoisimi Beis Asayim, that are not Huk of Ladira, which is Motsui to carry to a Kamelis that's next to it, Avada, they Aser to carry from it to a Kamelis. The only reason they allowed it over here is because it's not Shchiach, because it's a Sakona Shaboy, Dr. Ravid, because it's danger that you're going into the ocean. So that's where they allowed you to go from the Sela Shabiyam into the Yam. Masha'enkein, where you have a Yoisim Beis Saim Shluk of Ladira, which is Motsi to go to a Kamelis, Avada de Asid to go from Yoisim Beis Saim Shluk of Ladira into a Kamelis. We'll stop over here by the two dots at the bottom of the Omid, how are you, Nuka?